Yo, what's good, everybody? Yo, what's good? Welcome. Welcome to another edition of the Sit Down. Your man, Earl B. First and foremost, I just want to give a big shout out to the whole entire Kansas City. Everybody who's doing something positive. Everybody who is following their dream. Everybody who is continuing to move in the lane of success. The one thing that I'm going to tell you is that when you are in your own lane, doors automatically will open for you. You don't have to wait for doors to open for you. They will automatically open for you. You don't have to try to open no doors. Doors will automatically open for you. All right. This show is something for what we call the classic people. Classic people. What we call them? You know what I'm saying?
As far as
what we doing, man. I mean, the classic people, the lovers of music. I mean, the connoisseurs of music. I mean, what we
all of that? Lovers of music, connoisseurs of music. You know what I'm saying? The musical epitaph. Of those who miss.
Absolutely.
Good R&B music.
Absolutely. Because you know what, Mark, this thing is needed, man. And what I really appreciate is the fact that I could do this thing with you. You know what I'm saying? And for us to give a little bit of education. So today what I want to do, man, is, man, yesterday, man, we went in on some subjects, Mark.
Right.
I tell you, man, you got me doing homework, man. You got me doing homework, man.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to keep you on your toes.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to keep
you
on your
toes. You got me doing homework, man. You know, you got me doing homework, man. And the one thing that I want to tell everybody is me and Marcus as a whole, and I'm speaking for me and him at this moment. I'm going to let him do it on his own. We really appreciate everybody who has shared the link. Everybody who has tapped in and listened to the whole complete episode, we definitely thank you for that. I mean, first of all, let us give you a round of applause. You know, that's what we're gonna do. So, Mark, being that everybody knows that music is an expression, everybody knows that music is an art form. But what we're doing, man, is we're going a little bit deeper with the music. We're going a little bit inside of the music. Because there's a lot of people who enjoy music that don't get the opportunity to enjoy it the way that they would like to.
All they got to do is take the time and listen to it.
Yeah.
Music is like anything else. You got to give it time.
Absolutely.
Give it time and put forth the effort to get out of it what you want.
Yeah.
It'll give you the best feeling in the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No doubt about it.
So check this out, Mark. You know, the other day, man, I wrote this little piece down, man, where, you know, because we know that music is an expression of art, we know that it's an opportunity to express yourself without even using words. So, Mark, I want you to just name a couple songs right out the gate without words that's going to touch some people.
With you not saying something to the person, just play the song. Songs without lyrics.
Songs that will touch people you even having to talk.
As far as any song, I mean, it depends on what the situation is. You know what I mean? Like right now, with this COVID stuff going on.
Yeah.
This orange food we got in the office as president.
Absolutely.
Best one of the songs you could do is that old classic by Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which one?
What's the name of it? The classic one he got? Instrumental. It's a song he got. We was talking about the changes of the world. But then again, until we name that, we can go back to Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yeah.
Inner City Blues.
Inner City Blues, baby.
You see what I'm saying?
Inner City
What's
Blues.
What's going on right now?
Yeah, man.
You know?
Yeah.
We need stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mercy Me.
Yeah.
He was talking about what's going on now 47 years ago.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
People don't realize that.
Absolutely.
The people that ain't old enough to know that, go back and listen to some of the Marvin Gaye stuff.
Absolutely.
When some people lost faith in him and stopped following because they thought he started getting too
political
you know what I'm saying, concrete with it.
Yeah.
But he wasn't getting concrete. He was just getting conscious.
No, he had consciousness.
And he was just putting it on paper and pen and then voiced it.
Absolutely.
People don't understand that. You know what I mean? Brother was deep, man, way before his time.
Absolutely. Mark. let me tell you something, man. Today, man, we gonna go. I'm gonna just give you some stuff we gonna rap about, man.
1 second. Just came to.
Yeah.
Wake up, everybody.
Wake up, everybody. That's it. Teddy Pendergrass. Absolutely. Wake up, everybody.
Right.
Mark, we going in on some subjects today, man. I got you with this one, boy. Well, I ain't got you, but, you know, you gonna feel me. We gonna talk about some jazz slow jams. We're gonna talk about some badass white boys.
Oh, come on.
You know what I'm saying? We're gonna talk about the house parties. We're gonna talk about the concert promoters. We're just gonna talk about music in general.
Where we starting from, man? You wanna start with concert promoters? You know, that's a little bit of fake. Yeah. We're going old school concert. Yeah, well, we gotta go old school because I ain't gonna sit and talk about none of these.
Yeah, we ain't
cats.
Talking about nothing.
And plus, everything's pretty much not commercial, but what I wanna say, not commercial.
Yeah,
that's very.
It's not commercial. It's where it's the big corporate.
Yeah,
it's corporate now.
Absolutely.
You know, you can get in there as a small town little promoter, but
9.9 out of 10,
you ain't gonna make no money.
Absolutely.
What about those times?
Absolutely.
What about those old Yes Girl?
You gotta get close, baby. You gotta get close to the mic.
What about those Yes Girl crew days? You remember 55th South Bend, the old red light parties?
Yeah, absolutely. When,
you had to. Have a little mic about yourself to get anything happen for
you. Yeah, man, you got to talk up, Allie. We got to talk just today, man. This got to be crystal.
The man just got a natural bedroom voice, man.
Yeah,
man.
You see?
Act like you're on the crap table, man.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry.
This
is who I am, man.
So, Mark, check this out, man. All right, you know, first of all, what people don't understand about the music is that we have evolved in a way to where old school is really, it's still there, but it's not alive like it was before.
Because
what would you say the reason why it ain't alive?
I'm going to come straight out with it, because we only have, I can cuss on here.
This is sit down.
Because we got two funky ass radio stations that is corporately challenged that don't want to do what needs to be done. You have a market here for old school music, but these commercial assholes, these corporate assholes, such as KPRS 103, the oldest black radio station.
Absolutely.
And playing all that millennial bullshit.
Absolutely.
And not catering to their people that buy in for their commercials.
Absolutely.
To keep the radio station going.
Absolutely.
I bet you Mike Carter's mom and dad is turned over in their grave right about
now.
And I'ma name names because I ain't scared.
Yeah, I mean,
and
it's
the damn thing he can't do to me, I don't work for him.
This the sit down.
You know what I mean?
We may
have fired some of my motherfucking partners and friends.
Close partners.
Because of this shit.
Yeah.
So, KPRS can eat a fat dick.
Absolutely.
That's the radio station.
Absolutely.
That's the employee.
Absolutely.
I ain't gonna diss employees because they got to eat.
Yeah.
But the owner of the radio station.
Absolutely.
That's just why we are where we at right now. Because they refuse to play the music that the masses will listen to.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about dollars and cents now. They don't want to buy these people out of these kids out there killing each other because you playing that kill music.
Constantly.
24/7.
And here's what
just because you bleep words out don't mean the kids can't comprehend what the hell the song is talking about.
They already know it.
Now here's another one, Mark. Here's another one, Mark. I'm gonna really just come with it. Here's another one. Now, I don't even listen to KPRS.
I don't either.
Me neither.
I'm gonna just keep it real. I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why I don't listen to it. All right. Now, what they do is for 22 hours. They play garbage. And then they want to throw in a little bit of segment of some slow joints for 2 hours, 3 hours.
The same shit, though. With all the music
that's same
in this, with all the music that's out here, you should never hear the same song in an hour.
Absolutely.
Never.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Never.
Absolutely.
And then people think, they get confused, or people think satellite radio is the thing to go. Satellite radio ain't no different regular radio, just without the commercials.
That's all it is.
Less talking. They play the same bullshit music
over and over.
Listen to Pandora.
Over and over.
Yeah.
Listen to Pandora. Same.
Siri XM on that, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's why I put a flash right there. Like, people get around, you still listen to CDs? What am I going to stop for?
Man, but here's
what am I going to stop for?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's when you can actually
hear what I want to hear, when I want to hear it, and how I want to hear it.
Here's the thing, man. the radio, what they don't understand is that you got a program director.
You want me to talk about the one KPRS got?
If we can talk about it.
You want me to talk about the one KPRS got?
Talk about
now you know how I do, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying, okay, we can talk
here
about
I go. It. You open the door, you know I'm gonna come kicking in.
Here we go.
Mr. Myron Big Booty Fears.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With that bullshit you did, the way you firing at people, man.
Yeah.
You've been in this city all your life.
Absolutely.
All your life.
Yeah.
And you selling out like that?
Yeah, man.
I can't believe it, bro.
For a dollar.
I can't believe it. You selling out like that?
I can't. I'm just saying,
you
man.
You program director and you firing and hiring people because they won't, because you feel you want to go younger. You damn near 60. You in your 60s.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you going for this bullshit that you play on that radio because that's what you program for your DJs to play.
Yeah.
It ain't like it used to be when the DJs played what they wanted to play.
But here's the thing about it, Mark. Mm. It wasn't no goddamn, it wasn't no program sheets. See what I'm saying? It wasn't no program sheets. And you know, Mark, we done been to the radio station many times.
Here's too many times.
The only program sheets was times. For the advertisers.
Exactly.
That was the only program sheet.
Now
that was it.
A musical program director. He come in and program all that bullshit.
Yeah.
So make me think the record company's just paying him on the side like they used to in the old days.
But you
it's
know
just
what?
Like they pay for
that's what I mean, think.
It's no different.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, man. I'm gonna tell you, Mark, and this for real. The way that they did Tony G and Sean Tyler, I'm not wishing bad on them, Mark. But the music speaks for itself.
Well, until I personally talk to Sean and hear his side,
yeah,
the story I heard from a couple other people, he kind of like wrote his own yellow slip, pink slip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that Sean, that's my boy.
Yeah.
I'm riding with him to the day end.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But I have to hear his side
before
I can voice my thing on that.
Yeah.
But you brought up our boy Tony G.
Yeah.
I heard Tony's side.
Yeah.
Side.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I'm going to keep 100.
Yeah.
Mine, we speak, we cool. Yeah. You was a piece of shit on that move, though.
That was some bullshit.
You was a piece of shit on that move.
That was some
that
bullshit.
That was foul, man.
Yeah.
That was foul.
I mean, at the end of the day, man, you know, and like I said yesterday, the Quiet Storm will never be the same without Tony G.
It's whack.
Never be the same.
I tried to listen to it the other night. Whack. It's horrible. I couldn't even make it through two songs.
You can't even, I mean, the thing is, they play the same stuff, man. They play the same stuff. Man, let me tell y'all about this podcast. This podcast is free of judgment. This podcast is about inspiring people and encouraging them to be their best and to live their best life. These conversations are about truth, no fear.
Say what?
And you can share your truth with respect. This podcast has conversations with interesting people of all nationalities and all different areas of life who are here to give insight and help uplift the culture. This podcast wants to have people who spread unity, peace, love, awareness, and positivity. I will engage in conversations that help us move the culture. I'm a diverse individual. My name is Earl Belton. Welcome to the sit down. Yeah, welcome to the sit down. The miseducation of classic old school music. You know, the miseducation of classic old school music.
And can I tell them something one time?
Absolutely.
Can I tell them something one time?
Absolutely.
Just one time, let me tell them something.
Yeah.
See, like that.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
The miseducation of old school music.
Absolutely.
But this is a very uplifting song.
Absolutely.
Those of you who really know music, I'm quite sure you know what it is.
Absolutely.
It's the three elements, baby.
Absolutely.
Earth,
wind.
And fire.
Absolutely.
With what we need today.
We need that.
Keep your head to the sky.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely.
Man, we can do that all day.
Come on, man.
I mean,
I told him I got something for him today.
Yeah, man.
For here on out, I got some twists for him, man.
Check this out.
He about to blow up. He don't know it, man.
Check this out, man. me and Mark rapping early in the morning. You know I'm doing my thing. Mm-hmm. I'm outside, I got my coffee.
Right.
Got my cigar. You already know what I'm doing. Hit Mark up, man. Mark like, oh yeah, I got something for you today. He pulls out another abracadabra. I told you, man, what this dude do, man. Mark, here it is, man. I want to go in on this, man, before we go real deep, man. This is what I want to go off into right now, man, is I want to go off into ballads. All right.
Let's do it. That's my specialty.
Now.
That's my thing right
now,
there.
Now, here's the thing, man, and I want you to dig me. I want you to dig me. I'm gonna throw something out here, man. And I know you're gonna chime in. I know you're gonna chime in where it needs to be chimed in at. Mm-hmm. Right? Here we go. Rick and Tina. Avant and Kiki. Mm-hmm. Lauryn Hill and D'Angelo. Alright. I just threw them three together. Because mm-hmm. I want you to fill me with the ballads. Ballads not only energizes you, but it connects you.
Right.
All
right.
Ballads. I know it's one of your favorite joints. You know what I'm saying? To talk about, like we talked about yesterday, the combination with Rick James and Tina Marie. Now, I ain't gonna say there will never be a connection like that, because they had a connection like that.
But you have to understand that was a connection. It wasn't just, you know, a song. They were truly connected.
Yeah.
Spiritually, they were connected.
Yeah. Rick and Tina were connected. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Mark, I'm going to tell you, man, a joint. I continue to play this joint every now and then, man, when I'm feeling like I just need to just, you know, vibe out, man. And I definitely rock Lauryn Hill and D'Angelo, man. Nothing even matters. I go there. Mm-hmm. Who you got on the ballads?
You mentioned collaboration wise?
Yeah, yeah.
That boy, first one you name off the bat, Rick and Tina.
Yeah.
Then I go all the way back to the 70s, Peaches and Herb.
Absolutely.
Then I go all the way back to the 60s, Marvin and Tammy Terrell.
Marvin and Tammy.
Come on, man.
Now, Marvin and Tammy.
And one of the coldest remakes
that
I know that was ever made that I would sleep on until like the last 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I didn't know they did it. Had his album, never knew it was on there. One of the ones where I had to go back and go through the album.
Yeah.
It was a cool remake. They put their own twist into it. When Luther and Beyonce redid.
Absolutely.
Roberta Flack and Donny.
Closer, I get to you. Yeah, man.
Put their own twist to it.
Yeah, man.
Like I said, some remakes should never be touched.
Absolutely.
They did the damn thing on that.
They did it, man.
So I'll have to put that collaboration up there as far as, you know, good collaborations.
Absolutely.
Whatever, you know what I mean?
Now, if you had to put them in a numerical order, you know what I'm saying? We got Marvin and Tammy. We got, you know what I'm saying, Rick and Tina. We got Luther, Beyonce. You know, we got Avant and Kiki did they think.
The two they did awesome.
Yeah.
They did awesome.
You know, and I'm not saying that we trying to put them in order, but I'm going to just tell you this, Mark. For me, if I had to give the number one slot away, man, I would have to give it to Marvin and Tammy.
No secret.
Yeah.
They had more collaborations than other ones.
Yes, they did.
Not to say that their collaboration songs was better than Rick and Tina.
Yeah, no, not saying that.
They just had more.
Because then
again, we also got to put in that perspective, this duo here put together a whole album of just them.
Yes.
And I'm talking about, and the name of the album was titled Perfect Combination.
Absolutely.
Johnny Gill and Stacey Lattice.
Now, that was, and you know what?
Baby, it's you, a perfect combination.
Absolutely.
Killers.
Absolutely. But see, you brought up something, Mark, man. You brought up Peaches and Herb, man.
Oh, most definitely.
You can't leave them out.
Everybody thought they was their actual real couple. They never was. And to date, it's been like three different Peaches.
I'm going to just keep it
real. One Herb, but three different Peaches.
Now, here's the thing about that. This was going to throw you the curveball. I read that and I was like, so I went back and started looking at pictures. And I'm like, damn, Peaches was, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't the same.
If you didn't know, you wouldn't know. They made Peaches look pretty much the same.
Absolutely.
But it was three different Peaches throughout that man's career.
Absolutely. Wow. But now, see, you talk about careers, and we talked about careers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about the cool jazz festivals and all the festivals that we used to have.
Concerts we used to have. One thing that we forgot to mention though,
yeah,
about as far as concerts, that would probably never happen again.
Yeah,
come on, man. Can't too many things beat them old concerts Worlds of Fun used to have.
Come on,
man. SOS band.
Come on now.
Yeah, man.
Them old concerts Worlds of Fun used to have.
No, we touched on it lightly.
But the thing about it, unfortunately, as always as is, our race killed the good time.
Absolutely, man.
Out there fighting and doing, still and doing stupid stuff. That was the thing.
That was it, man.
Going to Worlds of Fun for them concerts.
Absolutely.
Man. Oh, my God.
Absolutely, man. Hell, me and you rode out there to several of them damn things.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Boy.
So, I told y'all the secret. We used to make cassettes in the basement to ride out the Worlds of Fun. First of all, listen. Al, I'm going to tell you the story. I didn't even, Mark, was it? It was six after six or five after, what was it after, what was it?
It used to be with a Coke can. $5 or $10 with a Coke can or something like that.
Right.
Now, hold on. Now, listen. I ain't even know this shit. So, you know, we just going to ride out anyway. So, Mark like, hey, man, it's they got the special going on. But they got the concert popping, too. So, here's the thing about it. You can go to Worlds of Fun, man, $5-$6 and go to the concert? Come on, man. Come on.
And the groups threw down.
Groups
threw down.
It wasn't none of that.
Live bands.
It was all the bands.
Live, but no track dates.
No, that.
Live bands.
None of that, man.
You missed that, man. That's what I'm saying. That goes back to the miseducation.
Absolutely.
Of good old school music.
Absolutely, man.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't knocking none of these producers, how they doing it with these 800s and these DAT machines. I'm not knocking all that. Nothing like the live bands.
Nothing, man.
Nothing like it, man.
You know what? And more. Hold on, man. Now, let's clarify something, man. Let's clarify something, man. We're talking about concerts. Now, I want people to understand this. There's a different price for the whole goddamn band. When people used to be like...
Nowadays it is.
Yeah, nowadays.
Back then it wasn't. Now it is. Now it is.
But it wasn't back then. Mm-mm. What started this crazy shit, Martin?
Corporate. Entertainers started getting somewhat smart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I go and just do a DAT show, all that money is mine.
Absolutely.
And the record company gets none of it.
Absolutely.
If I go with this band that they done put together for me, band gets paid, and the record company gets paid.
They already in the car.
So artists got a little smart and a little lazy.
Yeah.
And greedy to a certain point.
Now
it's coming back, as you see, artists like Joe performs with a live band.
Absolutely. Every time he comes,
Charlie Wilson never stopped performing live band.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, what's his name? I can't remember his name, but I know the brother. One of our homeboys who plays keyboard for Charlie Wilson. Chubby guy played keyboard. You know the brother, I just can't think of his name. Born and raised here. He's one of Charlie Wilson's lead keyboard players. He was with the Gap Band. Now he's with Charlie Wilson.
I can't think
of that brother's name. Somebody out there listening gonna know.
But hold on. You know what? We gotta give some props, man, to some people who played with bands and stuff, man. We gotta give our boy Quentin, man. Quentin on them drums, man. Quentin did his thing, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He put in some work with a lot of different people.
Right.
You know? Since we're talking about this, man, the concerts, man, Mark, from a city that used to have a lot of concerts, man. We had a lot of concerts. And me and you had this conversation years ago that for us putting a strain on our economy, you know what I'm saying? They was coming back to back with the concerts, bringing the same people, doing the same thing. It'd be year after year the same thing. I don't know who the hell was on these committees, man.
Well, it wasn't necessarily committees. What messed up as far as the concerts and getting good artists a different floor every time was when things, before they started be going corporate like they're doing now, the so-called, quote-unquote, drug dealers,
Yeah.
Trying to clean up their money.
Yeah.
Started thinking they was concert promoters.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't handle business correctly, like the thing we was talking about in the other podcast. Absolutely. Where they wouldn't pay the artists.
Yeah.
Because they didn't sell no tickets. I didn't sell no tickets. I didn't make no money. No, you made money.
Absolutely.
You made money. That artist still supposed to get paid.
Absolutely.
So artists nowadays don't want to come to Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah.
For a local or a small promoter.
Yeah.
That's why they go with the corporate promoter. You
yeah.
see what I'm saying?
Because they don't get paid.
Nothing against Clear Channel.
Yeah.
Clear Channel is the biggest promotion company right now in the United States.
Yeah.
Nothing against them. They just doing what they do. Yeah. They got the money and the power to make it happen. Next to people like Al Heyman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the local guys that come and did that, they messed the game up, man. You know what I mean? I don't knock you brothers with us and try to clean your money up, but learn the business.
Learn the business.
Just because you got the money to do something don't mean you got the business sense to make it work.
Absolutely. Say it again, bro. Say it again.
Just because you got the money.
Yes.
Doesn't mean you got the business
you
sense
not qualified.
To make it work.
Yes.
But they don't want to talk to brothers like me or that other brothers educate. That done been in the game that yeah. can educate them. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, you had your time. It ain't about that, little brother. I ain't like some people,
yeah.
but this knowledge costs.
Yeah.
My knowledge is free.
Yeah.
The reason I say that, I don't go to church, so it's like me paying my tithes by giving you this knowledge
Absolutely.
That God blessed me with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, you don't have to pay tithes in cash like some people are
yeah.
fooled to thinking.
Yeah.
You can pay tithes by doing good deeds.
Absolutely.
So my good deed has blessed you with this knowledge, my
Absolutely.
Brother. But when you don't come that way or you don't come and get it from me, you can't be mad when you fail.
Now.
Or when I don't support you.
Now, I got to give my brother some mad props. You know what I'm saying? And he's been doing his thing on these concerts, man. You know, he's been from concert place, he's been doing his thing, man. Nathan Duckworth Sr., man, been doing his thing, man, with these concerts, man.
Oh,
good brother.
Oh, his?
Real good brother, man. Shout out to Nathan Duckworth Sr., man. Building Bridges Entertainment, man.
Oh,
he's been doing his thing.
I heard that company. I just know
yeah.
nobody knows.
Building Bridges Entertainment, man. Yeah. Nathan has been putting it down, and I'm talking about, man, he has been bringing quality shows. You know, I'm throwing this out here, man, and I'm hope that somebody tell him to listen because I'm gonna tag him in it. But man, I hope he bring back, man. He had the thing for Lovers and Others too, bro, and where he had Avant and you know he had some stars mm-hmm. on there, man. And I'm talking about it was like that, man.
But see, a lot of these other promoters, you always bring who they or they woman like.
Yeah.
Not necessarily who the public is wanting to see.
Yeah.
The public is the ones who's going to pay you the money. You going to buy all the tickets and pay yourself?
Yeah. Now, see.
You know what I'm saying?
See, the one thing about Nate. See, Nate. One thing about Nate, man. Nate going to bring the artists that, you know, that you don't normally see. He had the series with the For Lovers and Others because that was a series that he had and it did well. But, man, Nate brings, you know, now he does it for the old school and he does it for the youngsters. And one thing, man, that he is a businessman. He is a true businessman. So hats off to Nathan Duckworth Sr. You know what I'm saying? So now, Mark, me and you have been to shows and we have wondered what in the hell is going on. And how did this lane and this tragedy begin? And you gave some secrets away just not too long ago. We talked about it yesterday. We went from an A league to a C league.
Oh, yeah. From an A league concert promotion city or to a C. Yeah, that's really a lot of that has to do with the radio station.
Okay.
That wanted to back certain shows.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That a lot of it has to do with certain promoters. Like I say, local promoters. Thinking they know how to promote, but don't.
Right.
They think because, okay, the guy charged me $10,000 for a show. I gave him $5 up front. Ticket sales didn't sell number $2,500.
Yeah.
I'm not going to come out of my pocket for another $2,500.
Yeah,
but
no.
They think the guy still pulls the phone.
No.
You got very, very few artists. Right off the bat, at the top of my head, is two that I can think of that was still, well, one right off the bat that I know that was still performed because of their love for the people.
Yeah.
They don't want that to come back on them.
Right.
Another one great name, Set Somebody Out. I'm going to name everything. I'm going to tell you the whole thing.
Yeah.
The Whispers is one group.
Yeah.
And if their money is short,
yeah.
they still go perform.
Yeah, they
for
would.
For the love of their fans.
Nah, they would do
you
that.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And after the show, they'll let you know what happened.
Yeah.
But I was at the old Beaumont Club one time.
Yeah.
Trey Songz was there.
Yeah.
Came on like about two, almost 3 hours late.
Yeah.
First thing he said, where this little nigga Tracy Bobo at?
Oh, no, no, no.
Tell this bitch ass nigga, if you ever bring me to town again, he better have my money up front. That's why I'm late, y'all. It wasn't on me. Holler at your homeboy, Tracy Bobo. Now let me entertain y'all.
What?
I keeps it 100, man.
I
keeps it 100. A lot of people don't know that.
Listen,
a lot of people might think,
I was at that. I was at that show, but yeah, I missed that.
You missed when he said that? He got on mic and said that. Yes, wow. He did.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I'm telling you, they do that, man. Joe, one time when he came there, was late, and he let it be known why. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
It was because of the promoter. At that time, it was this little drug dealer, little clip, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was doing it.
Yeah.
And, like you said, didn't make the money on ticket sales, and didn't want to come out of their pocket.
Absolutely.
You got to pay
the business.
Business, man. Yeah. That artist still got to get paid.
Absolutely.
He showed up. That means he get paid. That's what the rider says when you send it to the artist. Now, for those who understand what a rider is a contract.
That's the contract, baby.
That the artist sends to you.
Yeah.
For you to sign and get everything and send back.
Yeah.
And the rider explains what the artist wants.
Yeah.
When he gets here, how he wants everything to be, what he wants in his dressing room, what he wants in his hotel.
Absolutely.
And if you sign that off and send it back, that has to be here when that artist gets here.
Absolutely.
As well as the second half of his money.
Absolutely.
He's like you said the other day, he's supposed to have when he get off that plane.
And supposed to have
a lot of them wasn't doing that, but now all of them is doing it now.
Yeah.
Usually right before he went on stage, you give him his money.
Absolutely.
You know, one artist, like I tell you, LL Cool J, how I seen it. I said LL used to roll. Absolutely. LL used to get his money right before he went on stage, and he was so crazy, he used to go on stage with his money bulging in his pockets.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But just like I say, these nickel and dime wannabe drug selling, trying to do some thing, think they promote, mess the game up, man. And like I said, a lot of artists nowadays won't touch you if you're not corporate.
We went from having some of the, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, this Kansas City. I ain't saying that our concerts was like Atlanta.
Back in the day, we were up there.
We
talking about have 6, 8, 9 artists at once on one ticket.
We was there.
Now we can barely get two.
Now we was there. But here's the thing, Mark. St. Louis would always outshine us.
Always.
And concerts that were never. Prime example. I remember it was Charlie Wilson and it had some other. It had Charlie Wilson plus the original Gap Band, had Jodeci, had a bunch of people. But the concert in St. Louis was different than the concert here.
Two or three groups changed.
But
sometimes, though, when they do that, though, from my experience of being promoted, they don't do that just because of the market. The tour is set up like that.
Okay.
Where every other city, certain groups switch.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. Yeah.
Certain groups switch. Because when I was on tour with LL on that Walking with the Panther tour in 89.
Right.
NWA was in some cities, and then Big Daddy Kane was in some cities.
Right. Okay.
So, and that's where they would switch like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So but they do that sometimes as well as what you're saying about the market being that way, too. Because like I told you before, you got some artists that refuse to come here. Because you know Ice Cube refused to come here for like, what, almost 20 years?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
He refused to come. He hated Kansas City.
Yeah.
Then when he finally came, the love they gave him, the support they gave him, the show he put on, he's like, I will always come back. He apologized.
Yeah.
At Harris, at Voodoo.
Yeah.
He apologized.
Yeah.
He said he loved Kansas City.
Yeah.
Ice Cube come back all the time now. It'd be like that, you know. That misconception will make them hate the city based off the bad experience they have with one individual, one person.
Absolutely.
Another individual.
Yeah.
Think he's a big time promoter.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep 100. He's just a motherfucker who's getting paid to pass out flyers, but he gives the flyers to other people to pass out. But he make other people think he's a big time promoter.
Yeah.
Mitchell Sutton.
Okay. Okay.
He ain't what he claimed to be. That ain't talking bad about just keeping 100.
Yeah.
Got a little foot in the door doing a little something. He's one of them that don't want to look at those before him and pay homage.
And
not just me.
You got to pay homage.
Others and other people.
Yeah, you got to pay homage.
Come on, man. Got to pay homage. You know, the man came to me one time, little concert at the Midland. I'm standing outside with Tony's mother people. He come outside after a while. Mom, what's up? You coming in? I said, man, I'm coming, but I ain't got no tickets. My blood just hollering, waiting on my boy. Somebody show up. Yeah. You know, come and give me some tickets. Say some more nickel slick shit. Hey, but don't ever say I ain't ever done nothing for you. I walked in.
Are you serious, bro?
I walked in there behind my snake. Do you realize who you just said? You know I patch your box and take what you got? Yeah. There ain't nothing you can get without a pistol. Oh, Marcus, man, I didn't even like that. Yeah. You don't never say no shit like that to me, man.
Yeah.
You, first of all, the way I was brought up, you pay homage to those before you.
Absolutely.
It ain't nab promoter or nab party giver that come to anything I'm affiliated with that gets to pay his way to get in.
I'm a witness.
Yeah. Period.
I'm a witness.
That's paying homage.
Yeah.
And I learned that from Marcus Smith.
Yeah.
See,
absolutely.
From when he was doing parties and he taught me the game
absolutely.
That way.
Absolutely.
Never. It's so many cats out of man that don't want to pay their homage, man, and think they doing this and that, and then get mad when stuff happened wrong, then look at you. Well, man, what? No, now I got hit you upside the head. I got to charge you now because now this game going to cost. Because you looked at me like I was a peasant. Now you need me.
I'm going to throw this out here, Mark. And you've been knowing me, man. Shit. Sounds like 12. You know what I'm saying? Boys Club days. When I first started DJing. When Larry J and Vonzell had me DJing.
Yeah, I got to hit you with a joke. When you was 12 and you got to be 15, I had to come to save you because you was getting real friends with Russie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, only reason he gonna say that because my dad was here. We used to crack jokes. Like I said, listen.
Ready for the world.
Listen, man. Me and Marcus would crack jokes. Marcus got me one day, man. Because, you know, back then my hair was long. I had a curl. Had a silk shirt on. Me and this nigga Marcus cracking. That nigga Marcus said, man, with that damn drip all on the back of your neck, you done destroyed your whole shirt. You know, you know what I'm saying? But as I say that, is the fact that I understand where the DJs come from. Because they took, you know, they took a liking and I was doing this. And I'm not here knocking none of the cats that's out now.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking none of them, but... You know, a lot of them who don't know, have heard, yeah, man, I heard you was doing your thing back then. And Mark would, he's my home. I'm just saying, all the original hustlers and players back in the day, we all partied, man. But the one thing, man, that I understood about it is that I wasn't playing music for me. And see, that's the thing about you. You ain't playing music for you.
At all.
You see what I'm saying?
At all.
It's not even about
at
that.
At all.
It's not a selfish thing about it.
The little stuff, since we talked, the little stuff I just been doing on Facebook, all of a sudden now, I mean, I've always said, I'm going to play the B-sides.
Yeah.
Just out of order. So now I'm being called the B-side social media DJ.
B-side guru.
Yeah, that's the B-side guru.
That's what
it is.
Yeah,
it ain't about the B-side.
But if that's what you want to give me, I'll take that.
And you know what I'm saying?
I'll take that. You know what I'm saying? I'll take that. But like I said, tell them, the songs that everybody know that became hits and classics, that's good. You can't never change that.
Absolutely.
But these other songs that these groups put out never get airplay. It's probably better than the one that got airplay.
Man. We can name many of groups that
did that. We can name many of songs that didn't get
that
play.
I'm going to throw one at you. I'm going to throw one at you from the Dez Band album. I'm going to throw one from the Dez Band album.
Yeah.
Hotspot. All right. Slow Rap.
Slow Rap.
Tim and Lon.
Slow Rap.
Everybody bumped that song, man.
Slow Rap never got radio play.
Never got radio play. Right. But that was a dope song. That was one of the coldest songs on the album.
Yeah.
Invitation to Love. I can go on.
Yeah, now Invitation to Love was the one they slept on.
Huh?
You know what I mean?
Invitation to Love was the one they slept on.
They also slept on Until You.
Oh, my God.
That was released as a single.
Yeah.
But was on album. Yeah. Now that I have you, both of them on the same album.
Same album.
Neither one of them was released as a single.
Yeah.
But here in the Midwest, especially Kansas City, because we known for slow song to stepping.
Yeah,
everybody knows about it.
Absolutely,
you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely,
that's all I'm saying.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean? When you hear a song by artists, if you stream, you just don't just look for that one song. Go look and see what else they got.
Absolutely,
and go through that. Like Johnny Gill's new CD right now, The Game Changer. the three songs that they were playing on People's Radio Saturday, Everybody Sing Together. Man, that man got 16 cuts on there. Boy, 14 is slow.
Other joints.
And 12 of them is killing.
Yeah.
12 of them is killing.
But hold on. Here's the thing about it. Here's the thing about it.
That's the Game Changer 2 CD, folks.
12 in a row.
In a row.
Not no.
That's spaced out. Like, in a row. Song after song.
Yeah.
Right. So whoever wrote this stuff to him this time, put some stuff together for him.
Yeah, but see,
this Game Changer 2 CD, it's awesome.
This is it.
It's awesome. This I got to give Johnny his props.
This is it, man. Mark, I got to get off into this, man. Love songs. All right. And here's the thing about it. This song, Mark, I mean, people say that this is one of the top five of love songs.
Which one is it? Spit it out. Which one is it?
Endless Love.
Endless Love. Lionel Richie and Diana Ross?
Yeah.
For who?
Well, here's the thing.
For who? The pop people?
Here's why I'm saying that. As I was reading about it, I understand that they crossed over. And that was really, as you just said.
Crossover is what? To the R&B side? Because it came out as a pop song. It was released as a pop song.
And then it switched over.
Then it came over to R&B, right.
So as I'm saying this, and I wrote this shit down because, you know, we're going to talk about it. How in the hell did that become in the top five of love songs?
Because it was played so much. The more you hear it, the more you adapt to eventually like it.
And that song was played.
Exactly. And then back then, we had the TV shows that played. We had American Bandstand, we had Soul Train, yeah. We had Solid Gold.
Yeah.
We had all the TV shows that were playing. And then the masses started liking it. It became the number one wedding song.
Yes.
It became the number one prom thing.
Yes.
See what I'm saying? Just like with Jeffrey Osborne, On the Wings of Love.
Yeah.
That was the number one prom song when it came out back in 1981, 82.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I went to a prom down in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and that was their prom thing, On the Wings of Love.
Yeah.
The girl I went with, her and her brother was two of the five white people in the whole school.
Yeah.
But On the Wings of Love, Jeffrey Osborne, was their prom thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So Mark, man, now, I want you to explain this. A song start out pop and then go to R&B. A song that go R&B, they go to pop. Why don't you elaborate on that, man?
They do that by record sales. They do that by record sales. They do that by what they call, it's not ASCAP, it's not BMI, it's another name that is doing for as well as far as the Billboard chart. It goes by airplay and it goes by request to play.
Yeah.
And the more it's requested to play, the more airplay it get on the different genres of radio stations. That's what categorizes what it is. Like you said, it can be released as an R&B joint.
Yeah.
But the more it's requested to be played on the pop radio stations.
Yeah.
And I want to say after, it used to be 500,000 gold.
Yeah, it was.
But
it
now
was,
I think it's probably a million. Once it gets a million airplays or requests, it automatically becomes a pop song.
See, and the reason why I wanted you to break this down is because people don't understand that when we talk about this music, we talk about this music, we research it. And this pop going from pop to R&B. Now here's what I'm gonna say, Mark, and I want to get your opinion on it, and I'm gonna throw mine out there after yours. People who was in the R&B lane after they went pop, they really thought that they did something. And actually, truthfully, for the request. See, this thing was all by request. Now,
same applies to the day.
And I'm going to say this, Mark. And this is just my opinion. I believe that the people who went from R&B to pop, yes, it opened up some different doors for them. But I kind of think, okay, man.
So now you're not talking about the song. You're talking about artists.
Yeah.
Okay, artists do it for more national recognition and money.
Yeah, but
nowadays it's about money.
Yeah, but here's what I was about to say. Yeah. I think that they're going to forget because once you go to the pop side,
it's hard for the R&B to accept you back.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's not the artist's fault. That's us as a race and as people.
Closed-minded.
You can name one artist right off the bat
Yeah.
You name one of those off the bat that did that, yeah, and they didn't leave him. Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You realize Michael Jackson's whole solo career was what?
Pop.
Pop.
Yeah.
But did the R&B give up on him and stop loving him?
No.
Hell no.
Because he gonna, he
would always sprinkle
you. He gonna have some joints.
But I'm just saying, he became a pop artist once he was solo. He
did. And that's all that they kept addressing him as.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What was he known as? The king of what?
King of pop.
Not the king of R&B.
Yeah.
The king of pop.
But see, now see, just like you said, but hold on. Just like you said, he was the king of R&B. Huh?
But I'm saying,
nah, they went to
he was always labeled king of pop. He never had the king of R&B title, even with his family. He never had that title.
Well, they was talking, but when they get, but because when the Jackson 5 was, you know.
Yeah, but as far as back then R&B, they really was, see, them titles, only person had a title from like the 50s and the 60s as anything is, you know, the Godfather of Soul, James Brown.
Absolutely.
He's always had a title since probably the 50s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody else just got titles as time went along.
Yeah.
Like, and then because first Elvis was, was the king of what? Pop or king, rock and roll?
Absolutely.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's the king of pop. Then Michael Jackson come along.
Yeah.
Then they started trying to tag him with that. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now they trying to call, even though she ain't even hip hop, who they call the queen of hip hop? Mary J.
Well, yeah, I knew you was.
You see what I'm saying? But and nothing against Mary,
and I'm not knocking.
They categorize her as the. But Puffy really gave her that title, the Queen of Hip Hop, and now society just calls her that. But how is she Queen of Hip Hop if she ain't rapped a day in her life?
Right.
Hip hop is rap.
Right. and we're not, you know, we're not knocking these people. We're not knocking these people. But at the end of the day,
just educate.
Just do your research.
I'm just educating. Do your research.
Just do your research. Mark, man, I'm gonna name some of these groups, man, and from a scale of 1 to 5, I want you to give me their grade.
Which one's the highest? 5 highs or 1?
5 the highest.
1 the lowest.
1 the lowest. All right.
But when you want me to grade, what do you want me to grade them on? As far as their music, their shows, or just overall career, what do you want me to grade them on?
Well, let me just do this. I want you to grade them on their music and their career.
Gotcha.
All right?
Gotcha.
Here we go. Roger Troutman is out.
Oh, 5 on both.
Okay.
5 on both. Well, with Roger. I haven't seen him without him, but I ain't heard nothing bad.
Yeah.
They say the brother and the son kills you just
still,
like Roger.
Still keeping the game going.
Yeah, have you seen him live since without Roger?
Yeah.
He's still doing it. See,
I seen him at the gym.
And he's still keeping it going? Okay. From my experience, five all around with Roger.
Killed
I can't
the game.
Speak on without because I haven't seen
him. Yeah, killed the game. Killed the game. Shout lights.
Oh, shout lights. 5 all day long. Even with the transition of different members in the group. Even with the transition of different members in the group. You know what I'm saying? Even with that. Because Eugene Record left for a while, now he's back.
Yeah.
For those who know who Eugene Record is, do your research.
Google it. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Lead singer, lead songwriter.
You know what I'm saying?
Ask me how I know. I am a musical connoisseur.
Here we go. AWB.
I've never seen them live. Music wise, a 5. So as far as live, I can't speak on. I've never seen them live. Can't say why. I don't know why I've never seen them live.
The Cool Jazz Festival, when they was really?
I didn't see them. I must have got there late. I didn't see them.
Hey, man.
You know what I mean? I've only seen them on TV.
Complete show.
I've only seen them on TV and listen to their music. But 5 all day long.
Complete show.
Yeah.
Complete show.
And for those who don't know, those is white boys.
Absolutely.
AWB stands for Average White Boy.
Absolutely. And they, complete show, Mark.
Right.
Complete show. T-Connection.
Never seen them live either. Music wise, I give them probably a 3 because their whole albums really didn't get you.
And
one song might have been it, might have been 2.
I gave them a 2.5.
Yeah, I give them a 3.
That's what I mean. I give them, and the only reason.
Well, the reason I give them a 3 because 2 or 3 of their hits are still classics when you play them.
Yeah.
Because you put on Slipping Away, they on the dance floor.
Absolutely.
That's why I said 3.
Absolutely.
Right. But I can understand your 2.5.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, Slipping Away was my joint. You know what I'm saying? It still is. But, you know, I mean, I just, you know, 2.5.
Right.
Al Hudson in One Way.
Yeah, man.
I got to throw him in, man.
That's 10.
I'm just throwing.
It ain't no 5. That's 10.
You know,
performance-wise and artist-wise.
Confunction.
10.
I'm just throwing these people out. Barcase.
Same thing.
Well, nah, Barquet's in the older years now, and I really ain't been impressed with him.
10 to you, Allen.
Yeah, 10 to you. Okay. Right. Yeah, I give him, as far as the music, I give him a 5, but absolutely, as far as performance, I had to give him a 3. I was kind of disappointed the last couple times I seen him.
When was the last time you seen him?
Yeah. When they was doing that,
the hot dog the, festival.
No, the what they call it, the band thing they was doing.
It really, yeah, the
battle. It was like it was a battle of the bands, like what they call themselves, the band. What they call themselves, some kind of band where it was them.
Three groups.
It was them.
It was like the battle of the band. It had Lakeside, Daz Band.
Lakeside, it wasn't a battle of the bands. It was like certain members of the group was certain members of different groups was all in one group touring together.
All on the stage together.
Right. And then Skip Martin and Keith Harris from Daz Band was part of it. Yeah. The Barquets was the members of Slade was part of it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it was members of Brick was part of it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. And I just wasn't impressed with that.
Well, Mark, I'm going to just keep it a buck. I hated that goddamn show. I'm just keeping it real. See, right. But here's why I hated it. This is what I'm saying. This is why I hated it. First of all, I don't need 15 goddamn people on the stage and we switching up
song to song, group to group.
We're going this
and thing about going. All the other groups might have did maybe one or two of their songs. The Barquets was doing all of theirs.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. Okay. You see what I'm saying? I didn't
like that. Capitalize on the situation.
Exactly.
Now,
you know what I mean? I didn't like that.
That's how I feel, Mark.
I didn't like that.
I felt like that, you know, everybody else did 2 songs and your ass is doing 7.
Exactly.
What part of the game was that?
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let me throw this at you. Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Gladys, man, Gladys solo by herself still a 5. 80 years old, still doing her thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gladys all day long. Yeah. 5 all day long. Yeah. Most definitely.
Bloodstones.
Oh, yeah, come on, man.
I gotta throw them in.
Hometown group. They get a 5 just because they're the hometown group.
All right, man.
You know what I'm saying? They get stage presence is excellent.
That's all right. I'm gonna
just because they're the hometown group, they get a 5.
Okay. High 5.
Oh, high 5. Well, because their career ended somewhat dramatically, they really didn't get to hit the stratosphere. I gotta give them a 3.
Okay.
I gotta give them a 3. All right.
I had them at 2.5 too.
Well, I got to give them 3 because they didn't get a chance to hit the strike.
That's what I'm saying. The only reason I give these people these halves is because if I go back and count the songs that was the major joint.
How many do you think they got?
High 5 got joints.
That's what I'm saying. I was gonna say, how many do you got? They got 5 off the top of my head. They got about 2 fast ones and about 3 slow ones.
Yeah, I was about to. That one slow you turned me on to, they got 4. You turned me on to a joint by then. So yeah. I'm going to get them. The only reason.
Short, though.
Yeah, I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Jodeci.
As far as the group Jodeci, when they came, music wise, a 5. Even when they was together, performance wise, they was horrible because they couldn't stay sober. So I give them a 2 on that. But music wise, a 5 all day long.
Yeah.
Studio wise, they can't be beat.
Yeah.
Especially when they hate that.
New Edition.
Oh, come on, that's a 10 all day long, man. That's a 10 all day long, man.
You know,
that's
10
all day long, man.
That is wild.
Yeah, man.
That's 10 all day long.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
10 all day long.
And the spinoff, you know what I'm saying?
Even today, well, the only thing I hate about him today is when I know that's their boy. I know they love him. They still trying to carry Bobby, man. And when they do their shows and they carry Bobby, he still got that mentality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He fucks it off. And that switching stuff they do, it just takes too long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just ain't been a fan. I'm always going to be a fan of their music. I still always going to see them.
Yeah.
When they do that switching off shit, that kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, just like Johnny, the last time I seen him, he broke off and was doing other people's shit. Nigga, you got 5 albums.
Daniel
went platinum.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't like that.
Now, here's a subject I want to talk about. And I'm going to tell you what pissed me off, especially if I bought a goddamn ticket. I go to see you and you singing other people's shit.
People downstairs.
You know?
People too.
Oh, man. I only get, tell me, come
he
on.
He said the door's locked.
No, okay.
Downstairs.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just tell
okay.
Me down
in a minute. Check this out. Mark.
Yeah.
That would piss me off to the full. I go to a concert and I see you perform and you singing other people's shit.
Hate that. Especially when you get hits.
A lot of hits.
Mark.
Especially when you get hits, I hate that.
Oh, now, Mark. I'm going to tell you another one that I hate. You start out singing your song. And then you do the microphone like this. Sing!
Well, to a certain point, nowadays, especially
not with, the whole song.
No, not the whole song.
Come on,
with me, with certain entertainers and contains on their age when they do that,
yeah.
I can understand. You still give me what I want, but you give an artist participation.
Yeah,
I can, to me, that's more of an appreciation than a slap in the face. Just contains on who it is and how long they do it. But like you say, not the whole song.
I understand
the chorus and the hook. Yeah, but the lyric part that you say, do that, man.
Come on, man.
At least give me that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, yeah, I feel you on that. I hate that.
I mean, that gets me to the core. So here's what I want you to do, man. I'm going to take a short break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to really elaborate on something, because I want to do this, man. I want to talk about the party spots back in the day. I want to talk about the house parties.
Well, in all honesty, we only got really about 5 minutes.
No, man, we're here to kill that.
Well, I said, we can say that for another day. Or you trying to do two podcasts in one day right now?
Man, this is the sit down. What you talking about?
You ain't said nothing but a word.
Hey, you know what?
My mouth gonna get dry. I can educate all
here's day long. What we gonna do, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna come back. I'm gonna give y'all part two of this. You know what I'm saying? The miseducation of classic old school music. We'll be back right after this, y'all.